Academy. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Challenge, the podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. As usual, I am Brian, sitting to my left.
Amanda.
And to my right.
Big Uncle Sultry Sweet Tea. Amanda, I just saw you put that koozie on your enormous.
I did. The people in the video world, somehow I got this can koozie on my coffee cup.
That looks like me trying to squeeze into a large t-shirt, just like popping at the seams.
Sorry, it works. We're still getting a weird strobing effect on this fucking video.
Oh, it looks great. It looks great.
Yep, there it goes.
We look great.
So, whatever. I just need to figure that out by Monday.
It's like a rave up in here. Yeah. Saturday morning.
If you want to see it, pay us $5.
You got it.
Exactly.
You can give yourself a seizure watching our strobing lights.
Hey, everybody. Head over to challengedpod.com. Join the Facebook group. Lots of people in the Facebook group. I don't know how Facebook groups work anymore.
They keep changing it.
I haven't even been getting on Facebook, and I got some notification about groups, and I was like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Just people can request to participate rather than join now.
Okay.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah. Who cares? Who knows?
Is there some kind of number? Like, can you see how many people participated versus joined? No.
It's a mystery.
Mysteries. Yeah. Of Facebook.
But they do have new audio only rooms, so which we're going to have to give those a try sometime.
Oh, yeah, okay. We'll experiment with some of these broadcasting things. Yeah, they're fun.
Fuck Zuckerberg, though.
No
messing
shit,
up
man.
Shit.
No shit. He's the
changing
worst.
It all the goddamn time.
I know. Meta.
But join our Facebook group. Also join our Patreon, $5 a month. You get to see us do the show. It's not that exciting, especially with this weird strobing thing that I don't know where the fuck that's
coming
from.
I don't
know,
but you can see this koozie on my giant coffee cup.
There you go. Yeah. And I think it is exciting, so how dare you?
I do. I think it's fun.
Not a lot happens.
Sure, we need to have some like drinking. We need to have
one of that's
like,
it.
Like
we
an
need
eating
to have,
challenge.
Yeah, we need to do our burger eating things, and we need to do some more of those
things. Blake has requested to be part of that.
What, a burger eating thing?
Remember we were going to do a blind taste testing of fast food burgers to see if you could.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. That was one weird after show or before show.
Yeah. That would be fun though. That would be a fun little video.
All you ADD pot smoking people, forget all the shit that we come up with.
That's right.
Patreon $5, you can watch us.
Wow, low energy show today, everybody. Let's get hyped.
Hey, I'm hyped. I got my coffee going.
I'm ready.
Wolfie,
get it on.
I'm in my ADHD meds and are full kicked because last if you would listen to the regular show on Wednesday, I felt like I was slightly off the edge of my ADHD.
Oh,
rocker.
You were falling off the cliff, right?
Yeah. When we left, she's like, terrible. It's fucking terrible. And I'm just like, it's fine. Relax.
We watched the video and I incessantly chewed on the inside of my mouth the entire episode. And that's how you know. Like that's one of the things that I realized, like started to realize I was doing just, and you know, I think I started doing it because of masks. You couldn't really see it.
Oh,
it was like a weird,
right. You could just sort of do
it.
It
was my nervous,
yourself. Yeah.
It was my like nervous anxiety tick that I did when, with masks. Well, without masks, friends, and you see it on camera, it is atrocious.
It's a little distracting.
I was like, oh my God, that was awful. But I'm feeling good today.
Terrible.
Feeling focused, or at least more focused.
All right. Then let's get it on.
So,
Wolfie.
Yeah.
All right. What is this episode about?
You're the weakest link then, Wolfie.
I am.
You got to hype up.
Always
hype
have
it
been.
Up, son.
You got to get hyped.
This is All Stars Season 2, Episode 4, titled The New Divide.
Okay.
I don't know if it was new. I think we saw it in that big challenge where they picked two teams.
Right.
I think it was
pretty
blatantly,
obvious it was on one side in that.
Yeah, I think it was blatantly apparent back then. The MTV is trying to pimp this as a new divide. So the previously on was done by Tyler, followed by a cast. What are they like? an Asian style fan roll off. So they were flipping open those fans and it was like a roll off. So they did it one after another. Right. It was kind of fun. So this episode starts off with Jody and Kahuta, or after Jody and Kahuta win their elimination and receive their life shields. So back at the house, Jody says that this is her first elimination win ever.
And crazy.
She's pumped. Yeah.
It's crazy.
She's only been in one.
Yeah. Older seasons, the oldest seasons didn't even have eliminations. You were just sort of voted
off. Correct. Yeah.
And then she won the duo without ever seeing an elimination. So yeah, this is late in her challenge career, but she's finally doing it.
Yes. Let's see. Derek says that he is glad that now he has friends that have life shields to help protect him.
Yep. Hate Derek. I hate Derek in All-Stars. Does Jesus anybody else hate Derek?
This is too much. This is like, oh, well, these people won. Now they're going to protect me. Like,
yeah.
Normally we're fans of Derek. It's gotten worse over the years, but I don't know. I don't enjoy people who think they're like king shit of the show. Which is one of the reasons why I hate Fessy and Josh, other than Josh is
or Johnny
idiot.
Bananas.
Or
Johnny Bananas. Yeah, exactly. Brian doesn't like any of these people. None of them.
So I already had a problem with him. This episode just makes it 10 times worse.
Yeah. I mean, I miss the Derek when he first came back and he was just so happy to be there and wanted to just compete and show people what he could do. I feel like since then he is kind of ramped up. He does all this work about making these friends and kind of alliances, I think, outside the show before he gets there. And I think it's good strategy for the game, but I'm sad. I like Derek as the kind of fun loving scrappy underdog, just fun-loving little guy. Like, he's always been a little guy, so that always made him an underdog because he was smaller.
He seems inauthentic to me. He seems like a hype man and, you know,
putting on a show
a little bit. He's performing. I don't know.
He's a character.
I don't know. He just drives me a little crazy now, and he didn't used to. I don't know. Yeah. I just can't tolerate him anymore.
Especially after Challenge Mania started.
Yeah.
I feel like that bled over some. He's just terrible on that show. He rambles.
Yeah.
He's not focused.
Yeah.
So maybe he's got ADHD.
I think he probably does.
Let's be true.
Let's be real. So then we've got MJ, Kahuta, and Darrell talking about how it's kind of them plus Derek and Brad. And MJ kind of wants to lock down and formally solidify this alliance with them. Yep. But while they're having this conversation, they have somebody outside their door listening in. Nehemiah taking a page from his good buddy Wes's playbook here. I feel like.
Yeah. Spy.
Yes.
Sneak around.
Being very
spy.
Sneaky. Mm-hmm.
I also feel like MJ is hitting this game really, really hard for being early. What do you guys think? Is it time to really be hitting these alliances hard, or do we just sort of spend another few days letting them sort of naturally form?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were already in the place where they had formed. I mean, I don't know. I feel like
it already sort of solidified last episode, like you said, when it was very obvious who was all going to work together and who was not.
He wanted to do that thing like in 80s movies where you cut a little cut on your hand and
Blood Brothers.
Were you a blood brother, Wolfie? Did you have a blood brother?
Did you ever do that?
Tried once.
With who?
Some kid I went to like grade school with. Because we had read Indian in the Cupboard.
Oh, yeah.
And Boone and Little Bear become blood brothers.
Okay.
And I was like, we should do that. Like, I'll prick my finger and then you prick yours and we'll become
smush
like...
Smush it.
Yeah. He was too scared. He didn't want to prick his
So, Tim, did you ever do it?
Yeah.
I do feel like this is a boy thing.
It
like
is. I think it's a boy thing.
Definitely didn't do it. But it was very much a thing in the movies that was popular when we were kids.
Well, I did it. It's very 80s story because, it was a thing that happened in the 80s and like in a lot movies, of movies
yes,
and stuff. And,
sure
but
did.
Yeah, it tended to be boys. But I did it with a buddy of mine down the street, Mark Fabish.
Mm. You and Fabish are blood brothers. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we worried about bloodborne illnesses and passing them.
Well,
that is really where it started. I mean,
that's the final part of my story of this being totally 80s. After we became blood brothers, you know, several years later, these AIDS scares started coming, and I'm like, oh fuck, what if we got AIDS?
What if we got AIDS?
What if we got AIDS from being blood brothers?
Somehow it just developed in the air and infected both of us.
Yeah, you never know, man. Yeah. You never know. Yeah. When you're a kid and, you know, things are
But
scary.
Yeah, you just, I mean, well, and there's other bloodborne illnesses.
I know, but that was the only one in the 80s we ever talked about.
Just that one.
Yeah, it was the only one.
But that was the biggest, like, you know, kind of fear about blood. When we were little kids, it was intense.
Yeah. But they still do it. They did it in the first It movie.
Yeah, that's where we got the idea from. Yeah. Or that would have been 90, right?
No.
The new version.
The new version.
They do it again.
Yeah.
It's from the book, so.
Yeah.
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 So then Nehemiah goes back to Letarian and kind of tells them of MJ, Kahuta, Darrell, and Derek Brad's kind of little group, and that they need to target someone from that group this week. They need to win and target someone from that group. And then they make a note that somebody's got to go in against Brad and MJ's big asses. And Darrell, I think they're all like big dudes and they're kind of, you know, trying to figure out who they're going to send in.
Yep. I forgot Letarian was even there.
He's been very quiet this season, which is
how well he did last season. Yeah. Right. Shocking. I'm just like, oh shit, he is on this season. I forgot
he's there. Yeah.
Then we get Nehemiah, Letarian, Steve talking. Letarian says that group is in control, and they think that Tech will be targeted next, and probably Melinda too. They're just outnumbered, and so they have to figure out how to play smarter than the other team or the other group.
Yep. I like this too, because I think Steve is a really smart guy, and I think he's going to figure out something, and he's not scared. Like, a lot of guys are scared, mm-hmm. but he's just, I don't think he gives a shit.
No, mm-hmm. I don't think so. And then Nehemiah says, look me in the eyes. This is when he does that cross-eyed real funny thing. Like, this is the Nehemiah I love. We did get to see a couple pieces of him. Yeah. Nehemiah.
You like the goofball.
Yes. This episode that is the Nehemiah that I love and adore. And I feel like it's a glimpse into Nehemiah at home.
Yeah.
Outside of the game that makes him crazy.
Yeah.
So,
and similar to Derek, how I said Derek seems inauthentic. Nehemiah does too when he seems like hard and when he seems aggressive. Yeah. And it feels like it doesn't feel authentic.
Wasn't he supposed to be like Zen or something?
Yeah, he had that. And that didn't feel authentic either.
No. So.
But I do like these moments where they're just sort of goofing around, mm-hmm. messing around, not taking it too seriously.
Let's see. Then we get Tina, Janelle, and Katie talking. At this point, Katie says she thinks she's pretty safe. Like, she knows that she's a part of this big group kind of with the numbers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they kind of talk about how it'll get dirty later. But at this point, they feel pretty good. Katie says, yeah, I know it will.
Mm-hmm. All she has to do is not be last, right? She's got the numbers on her side. Yes. All she has to do is not be last.
You got it. Challenges, she'll be okay.
She can float for a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then we get Derek and Nehemiah arguing. This is just... I just literally put arguing. Like, I don't even know what to... Like, it was
it's
just...
the most, like, passive-aggressive arguing.
It's very much just them back and forth, tit for tat, poking at each other, just being... Just instigating crap with each other.
Yeah.
Kind Darrell,
of embarrassing.
Yeah. For grown men.
40-year-old men doing this shit.
Exactly.
Seems weird.
Darrell says that he really feels stuck in the middle, that, you know, he's good friends with Derek and Nehemiah, and... Brad, then we get the get ready for the challenge montage, and I have Brad getting ready, Tim. like Tim this will enjoy my- this. Amanda, I said, too much.
That was too much food. I could have done with a whole episode of Brad getting ready, combing his beautiful beard.
They had him walking out, that back shot of him like walking out.
Yeah, looking so powerful, the shirt on. Oh, yeah, it was real good. I could have done with, I don't know, two or three times long for that.
Yeah.
And then I think we immediately cut to Jasmine doing a weird little ass dance, right? Just a goofball little weird ass
weird dance. Out of nowhere.
Adorable.
It was cute. I liked
it. Cut the weird seriousness of Brad, because that's
no.
really what it is. Like, I like Brad later when he laughs hysterically, right. And like he can laugh at Nehemiah and himself, and like that's the Brad that's like, oh, I'm just that intensity, wide eyed, yeah. crazy Brad is not my fave. Yeah, that's not exactly.
Congratulations,
you meathead, son. Intense. So yeah, that takes us to the challenge.
I will smash his head and eat it.
They show up in front of this big tall building, and TJ says that he knows that some people are nervous about heights.
You don't give no shits about that.
Yeah.
Cut to Darrell, who's freaking out.
And so he literally calls each of them out individually and kind of asks, like, what do you think? Like, Darrell, Katie, and Casey.
Yeah.
And they all basically are like, nope, we want to do this. Like, yeah. we're gonna give it a go.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to stand up for Darrell a little bit because he is scared of heights, but I can't remember a time where he hasn't done it.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
always done it. Katie and Casey.
Sometimes he looks like a, you know, cat above water, yeah, or sure. something, like freaked out as all get yeah. out, but
it's not always smooth or eloquent, yes, but he always does it. I can't yes. remember. Maybe somebody can chime in and tell me a time he quit, but I cannot remember one.
Yeah, I can't either.
I don't feel like it's fair to lump him in with Katie and Casey.
I think he always is just like, TJ, I think he always just like, you know, yells about it and yeah. doesn't like it.
Right.
So yeah, so TJ says that this challenge is called Bright Skies. And it is a trivia challenge.
Yay! No trivia yeah. on Spies, Lies, and Allies, but we get it right away yeah. on All Stars 2, which
yes.
big fan of the trivia.
Love it. And so basically this trivia works as we've seen this one before, where TJ names basically a category. Mm-hmm. And then everybody has to keep listing items in that category until you can't list it. If you can't list one, then you're out.
Yeah. I love this format. I think is a better format than most.
Yeah.
Trivia challenges.
Yeah, this is fun. And two, some of the like individual questions are yeah a little harder. It's like, this is kind of fun, and some were challenge related, some were pop yeah. culture related, some right. were geography, history, you know, related right. kind of things. It was kind of, you could kind of do all the different categories with this too, versus yeah. like some of the other ones they've done just challenge
right.
History questions or things like that, whereas this they could kind of jump all over, so it's fun.
Yeah, and also they didn't, like, there was no advantage, because sometimes people just get an easy question or
sure.
yeah. you know, whatever. This was sort of like everybody's got the same question.
Mm-hmm.
It maybe got a little harder as people eliminated the That's easy it. answers. It got a little harder mm-hmm. as you went down, but it seemed more level, it seemed a little more even and fair to everybody. Yeah, I was a big fan of this one.
Yeah. TJ does say that this one's going to be played in two rounds, a men's round and a women's round. And that the first to get out will go straight into the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And the last person standing in each round will be safe.
Yep.
So women's round is first.
Oh, poor Katie.
They get up there, though.
She doesn't last
God
very
bless
long.
Her, though. Listen, if you're legit that scared, like she was, because you can tell how scared she actually is
yeah.
from when that production guy actually finally came out to get her, and you notice the shaking.
Hands were shaking.
And then just like when she grabbed him, she kind of, you know what I mean? Like it was yeah. awful to watch. I mean, you just know that she was yeah. trying so hard.
Yeah, she's dumb.
She is dumb, but I did feel for her in that moment too, because it felt like for the first 80% of it, they were kind of goofing off with her. Like,
sure.
Oh, come on, Katie, you can do it.
I think,
please.
Well, you're and fine, I was worried fine. That they weren't like they were seriously not going to let her down. And I, yeah. and then when the other cast members were like, it's not worth it, let her go. Like, yeah.
When it
they
dawned
finally,
on them that like, oh, she's having a legit panic yes. attack. She's having like an episode up
she's
here.
Gonna,
we need
yes.
to get her out. It like got real quiet and awkward. And
oh, it was awful. Get her off. And that's yeah. it. I felt it from the moment she was like, please. When she started saying please like that, like yeah. she said, please, please. It was just like, oh my God, please somebody just take her down. My heart is just like,
I didn't feel that level of sympathy.
Me neither.
Oh, Katie's my terrible. God. Just the desperation, I think, in her voice at that point, you know she's not okay.
Like, MTV is not going to let you die.
No, they're not going to let her die.
Do it.
But that would have been, Jesus. I mean, let's be real. How they got whipped off of this thing, it would be awful if you had a fear of heights. Like, yeah. it would be awful.
Looks
like,
fun to me.
yeah, it looks like a blast. I would love it.
You
yeah.
do it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm way too heavy. They'd be like, this dude's too fat. Can't do it.
Strap him to three of those little harnesses.
Yeah.
I did. I jumped off the top of the stratosphere.
Yeah.
Using one of these, yes. Like, I don't know what you call it, like a relay or thing. Absolutely fucking mind-blowingly terrifying. When you're up there, yeah. Like looking down.
Right.
Yeah, it was very yeah. scary. It's your brain, even if you know you're going to be safe, your brain yes. goes to like really scary places.
Mm-hmm.
The old TV station, I've been up on top of the building and there's no like ledge. Literally, it just
drops.
It's like
off.
This table. It just goes yeah. and then just falls off.
Right.
So I've stood on the edge and just kind of looked over and be like, yep, that's a long way really? Down.
How high up was that?
20 stories, maybe.
Jesus, I would have been terrified. 15?
I don't. The yeah, exactly. I don't. Yeah. I definitely do not like heights. But I like adrenaline rushes, so I always say, just yank. This is my perfect thing. Freaking yank me, right, like exactly.
You have a choice. You don't
pull
have to
me,
walk to
push
the edge.
Me. Right. Like I'm gonna enjoy myself. I want to do it. I just don't know if I could actually take the step myself. Like, yeah. so. Yeah, but yeah,
I get you.
I love it. So yeah, so production pulls her off, and she will go straight into elimination, as the first eliminated.
And all the other girls go,
yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
Yep.
100%. Except for Ayana, who just completely blows out the first round stupid. And says Super Bowl, which yeah.
stupid.
She just didn't know it and wanted, you know.
I don't know. You could have made a better guess than that. But even if she didn't know, I felt like we were early enough on that she should have been able to come up with something.
Right.
Like it wasn't, we hadn't gone through too many. Yeah. I think that maybe we were down to like four or five had been listed at this point. I mean, because right. This was Elimination Arena Names right. is what hers, this one was. And I decided when taking notes on this that I would just write the order that everyone was eliminated and yeah, what they said. I don't have the question, but I just have what they said. So I thought some of them were worth noting and then others weren't.
Right.
So we'll just roll through quickly the order that they were eliminated. So it was Ayana, then Jasmine. She repeated, oops, I did it again.
Oops.
Kendall with the BYU. That was like some like sports. Like it was like college sports thing. BYU is not going to be the one though. Like, I mean, I thought that was kind of funny.
Is she Mormon? Why did she go for BYU?
She must be.
I don't know. Either that or she's from out there. I'm not sure.
Utah out there.
Yeah. Then Janelle. I thought this was pretty good. Like fat or like chain restaurants. She said Denny's. Denny's wasn't one of the top 10 chain restaurants.
No. Yeah, I was wondering if this was fast food. If fast food was included.
I would have definitely said McDonald's. Or this early on. Yeah. But I did feel like Denny's wasn't that far of a stretch. I mean. No. They're just around every corner around.
I wonder if they're a regional thing.
Oh, that could be too.
Very well could be. Yeah, very well could be. Let's see. Tina, she didn't know. She just said, give it to Big Mama. Look at my camel toe as she fell off. This is pretty great. I love it when people are, you know, very self-aware and can kind of laugh at themselves. Jody, she answered Singapore. I don't remember what the question was.
Oh, most populated countries or something.
Oh, okay.
At least 100 million
yeah.
gotcha.
Residents.
Melinda is a little out of touch with pop culture. They were asking about Instagram, people's social media accounts that had over a million followers or the largest amount of followers or something. And
yeah.
She said Kanye West.
Well, I thought Kanye. I thought that would have been a good answer.
I think so, too. That's not. I mean, I'm not.
He has dropped down on the popularity charts, sure, pop culture-wise, though, over the last,
I guess,
5 to 10 years, I would think.
Yeah.
I can't stand him, but people seem to love him, and yeah. I don't get it. But
sure.
So I would have figured that would have been. He would. I probably wouldn't have come up with that, but when she said it, I'm like, oh, that's probably it.
And yeah, it was not. To me, that wasn't either. I mean, I'm out of touch with
yeah,
pop culture stuff,
I think
too.
That's it.
I know that.
I think he's just, like, 5-10 years ago, yeah. maybe.
Right. Yeah, I put him on the same exact plane as Justin Bieber. Like, they're the same person to me, basically.
I'm sure you're
And realistically, probably about the same, because Justin Bieber's kind of faded out a little too, but his is not as popular.
Too?
Yeah, oh. exactly.
Hill was big into that Justin Bieber song this summer, that shitty one that was big on TikTok.
I didn't even know there was a new one.
I don't even know.
Maybe it's not new.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I don't even know.
Maybe it's just not even new.
Let's see. Janae, it's down to Janae and Casey at the end. And it is Harry Potter books.
Right.
Is the theme. And Johnny says that she has read every Harry Potter book.
Big Harry Potter fan.
Big Harry Potter fan. Yeah. Casey's like, I watched the movies maybe, but I don't know much. And so at this point, I think Johnny has got it in the bag.
Seems like it. She seems confident. Yes. Casey seems squirrely and not out of place a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They go back and forth. They get to the last book and Johnny forgets the last that there's one more and she just can't remember. I think when you get to that point, you think that it's all of them. There's no way you're going to pull it out of your memory bank. You know, if it's just gone. So, the last book, Order of the Phoenix, so Johnny is out.
And Casey wins.
Yay!
Casey,
she says this
is a heights challenge, nonetheless.
Heights challenge. She didn't have to get flung off of this thing either.
Yep. And she did it. She did the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, this, she said this is her first trivia. Daily win ever.
I mean, I would never have picked Casey to win a trivia challenge. Nope. Definitely not.
But I'm very happy for her. Yes. It took her a long time to kind of. But this is like, this is why they come to All Stars, right?
Yes.
She kind of overcame her fears.
Redemption moment.
Yes, a redemption moment. Redemption moment. I thought it was a kind of a beautiful moment for Casey.
It was. It was adorable. Loved it. She cries. Oh, it was precious.
Everybody seems so happy for her.
Yeah. So next up, men's round.
Time for the men.
Ja-ja.
Nobody's wimping out at the beginning here. Somebody's got to earn that first.
Nobody's wimping out. But do you feel that Brad took this hit so that he could go into the elimination with Katie?
So I have a little bit of insight about this. This is one of the good sides about like recording a few days later. Apparently, his question was name challengers that have won more than once.
Once.
And his ex-wife is one of them, and he didn't name her. But apparently they had this was like the third or fourth time they'd come around to Brad. He had named a few. And by this point, like, that most of them had been used up and he just sort of choked and, you know,
so this is, so when we see it, it seems like this is the first time he's answering. And so when he says Katie and he looks at her and you know what I mean at this point, and you kind of think that maybe he is throwing it so that he can help her in elimination if it's a team elimination kind of based thing, or doing this as like solidarity for her is what it kind of felt like. But now that you say that, I guess maybe it wasn't.
Watching it too. Yeah. I thought the same thing. Yeah. It's like, there are so many left to choose from. Why didn't he name one?
Why Katie?
But apparently they did name, and some of them were cut because like, they don't want to mention Camilla or Kenny or Evan or, you know, like these people. So they cut a lot of names. And so that's kind of what happened there.
Editing made that one look weird.
Yep.
So, but yeah, anyways, I mean, I wouldn't have hated it. I mean, that would have been a good look for me for Brad. I mean, that's a plus in the Brad column for me. If he did it for that reason.
Yep.
If not, it's not a negative in the column for sure.
Right.
So then next out is MJ, who we're talking about states that border oceans of some sort. I can't remember if it was a specific ocean, but he says New Orleans. Yeah.
Idiot.
That's a city.
They did Tom Cruise movies. Next up, Nehemiah. He says Mission Impossible 4.
But that is a movie, isn't it?
That is not the title.
Title of the movie. They rename
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Okay.
Renaming
it. Subtitle them. One, like Mission Impossible 4, colon.
They stop putting the numbers after the third one.
After three, okay. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Mission Impossible movies. Yeah. I would have said
number 7 is coming out next year.
I knew they were cranking them up,
They're completely over the top ridiculous.
They're ridiculous.
I love them every time.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Fast and Furious, right? Like, they started off kind of realistic, and then at some point, it's just like, oh, fuck it. We're just going to go nuts with this shit.
Mission Impossible is never realistic.
Neither was Fast and Furious.
They have like spy gadgets and stuff from the very beginning.
That's what I like. That's the only reason Mission Impossible stays is because I like spy gadgets and spies. I mean, Kingsman is one of my favorite
Simon
movies.
Simon Pegg's in them now. So.
Yeah, Simon Pegg's like the tech guy, isn't he? Yeah, like, and he, that's fun.
Yeah. Tom Cruise does something ridiculous every movie. Like, last movie, he literally strapped himself to the side of a plane.
Literally?
Yeah, he does the stunt. Like, he does one, like, insane stunt every movie.
And he comes up with something that makes the insurance people pull their hair out.
Right.
So, like, he literally it was just him and a cable stuck to the side of a plane, and then the plane took off.
Yep.
And when he came back, apparently he was like freezing because it was so cold.
Oh, I bet it was. Fine. Good God.
Jesus Christ.
But somebody was like, you're 54. Stop it.
Stop. Listen, he's the Thetans help him or something. Who knows? Is it, or the Thetans bad or the Thetans good? What is
Thetans
it?
Are
I
bad.
Can't. Oh, the Thetans are bad. That's correct.
Who's okay. the god? Xanadu or some shit like
it's
that?
Xenu.
Xenu. Xanadu is like
fucking Scientology.
Some movie.
It's like a 70s. Yeah, it's like a weird movie from the 70s. Well, yeah.
That's what it is. L. Ron Hubbard wrote a sci-fi novel and then built a religion around it.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
A fucking lunatic.
That's bizarre. Sorry to our Scientologist listeners, but your religion is bullshit.
If you're upset about it, go get audited.
What?
That's part of the process.
They hold on to these cans
and they talk about their stuff. And if the auditor if doesn't the like those spikes, readings, yeah. they
if
have
it
to keep
spikes,
going.
Yep. Yeah, then that means you. Bad. Yeah, those Thetans are having a bad influence.
Whatever. Work camp.
Oh, yeah, those work
Sorry.
Camps.
Keep going.
Terrible. All right. We're gonna get into next out. So that's Nehemiah. And then next out is Derek. I don't even remember what it was, but he answered Boston Celtics. Kahuta's next out, Al Pacino. I don't remember what that one was, but it was an
Oscar winner.
Oscar winners. Decent guess.
Yeah.
Hooah!
Then they did like largest cities or something. Tyler said Atlanta.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised that.
Cities with over 1 million people, I think.
Yeah.
I can't believe Atlanta.
I was really kind of surprised that Atlanta wasn't.
Yeah. I thought so.
Wasn't one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they were listing countries where the challenge had been more than once for tech. He said Jamaica.
Nope. You done.
Darrell is the next out. I can't even remember. Oh, this was Sexiest Men Alive.
Yeah. Boris Cujo.
Who the fuck?
Right?
Okay.
I don't know who this is.
I know this
I knew
guy.
Tim would have. Okay.
Only
looked
because,
it up or known it.
So apparently, I know him from Last Man on Earth, which is one of the funniest TV shows ever made. Yeah. Everybody should watch that show. It's fucking great. And he's really good at it.
Heard of this guy.
But he tends to be in like African-American style movies, like, you know, Soul Food.
Tyler Perry's things like this.
So we white people are not super familiar with him, but I knew him only from that. But he's been in a lot of stuff. I think Soul Food was one of the things he was in.
Listen,
are you looking
him
up?
He is a very sexy
man. He looks
man.
Like Darrell.
Okay.
He looks like Darrell, which Woo! Is the, I think it's the joke that he looks a lot
yes,
like Darrell.
Yes, maybe that's it, right? He is a very attractive.
Show Wolfie.
He does look like he could.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Looks familiar now.
He is a very sexy man.
Woo! He is a very attractive man.
He is very nice to
I'd
look
leave
at.
My wife for him.
So, yeah, definitely a good guess on his part.
Maybe it's just in his mind. The sexiest man alive.
Right? That's it. Like, I mean, just this year did we get Paul Rudd. I would have said Paul Rudd for the last million years as the sexiest man alive. And just now has he finally made the list.
In his 50s.
Looks
like you're grossed out. Oh, he's in his
50s.
No,
he's in his 50s. He looks exactly the same as he did in his 20s, though.
Yeah.
Fucking, he hit the genetic lottery.
God, really for me, it's that smile. Like, he has a smile. Like, when he smiles and laughs, like, his face is, like, just enchanting. Like, he is just adorable.
Wow. Enchanting.
It is.
High praise.
Yeah. Precious. Paul Rudd. Mm-hmm. Poor Letarian. The next up was animals, like fastest animals, land animals, I believe, or something.
This might be another case of editing.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. Maybe they had listed a whole bunch of things here, but at this point, Letarian says zebra, and you're just like, zebra.
I would have said rabbit.
Oh, rabbit's a good one.
Haven't you? I mean, the zebras, they're always eating the zebras, okay? The lions are eating the zebras. Like, I mean, in these on these Animal Planet videos, they always eating the poor zebras.
But to be
so
fair.
So they can't be the fastest because people, other animals catching them.
The question is, the fastest land animals, my guess is cheetah, and then fucking clue. I don't know. I would have, maybe, is ostrich on there? Aren't ostriches, like, really fast?
Supposed to be really fast.
Right, yeah.
But I would have no. I mean, zebra's a bad guess, but I don't know.
Right. It'd be nice to see the unedited footage.
Yes, yeah. I would have. I would have liked to seen how many we went through or whatever.
Yeah, I would have had a worse guess, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, but this was down to just Steve and Letarian. This was the final kind of push. So Steve ends up winning this one, and
whoop whoop.
Casey is excited that they can do some damage
Jason
together.
Momoa.
Yeah, for the
wish. Oh my god, I love that. It's like you ordered Jason Momoa.
It was
from
a meme
wish.
Somewhere online, like Amazon, Jason Momoa, right. Wish. No, no, Steve.
I love right. this. Oh, yeah. That is fabulous.
I had something, but it's gone.
Sorry, but Steve wins. No, you're excited about Steve winning.
This is the worst case scenario for like sort of the majority alliance. Oh,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, two people
from outside of the alliance are winning and mm-hmm. get to throw in kind of whoever they want.
You got
it. Yep. Bad news for them.
Yeah. And so TJ announces that Katie and Brad were the first to be off, so they are going into elimination. And that Steve and Casey are safe and have to nominate four players, from which two will be selected to go against the losers in the arena.
Okay.
So back at the house.
House.
Tudja.
We get Tech, Steve, and Nehemiah talking about Derek, Brad, and Darrell being the three-headed snake. Mm-hmm. And that they have to eliminate this three-headed snake and protect the house. And they talk out strategy, thinking specifically about the life shields. Because initially, I don't think that Nehemiah and Tech really thought about the fact that, like, I think they were thinking of who would they use their life shields on.
Right.
But instead, they should have been thinking about what's a guaranteed way to make them burn out these life shield. And right. who comes up with that idea? But. Wish Jason Momoa, Steve.
Right. And this is a brilliant idea. I would have never come up with this.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think
I probably would have, since you had to do four, it would have been the smartest thing is to flush him out.
Yeah. But does this break that whole thing now? If now they know this is what mm-hmm. they have to do,
that's what
always,
they'll do.
Always throw in the life shield people. They'll always burn them. And then it's a very predictable
thing. The twist is if the life shield people end up with immunity. Then they still have a life shield that they can use on someone else.
Well, I think the twist is too, though, is that if your friends, you have the life shield and your friends are the winners and the ones making the decisions, because they're not going to put you there to burn your life shield.
Right. But they're also not going to throw in somebody that you would want to save because they're your friend.
They could, though. I mean, I think that the relationships, especially on All-Stars, are a lot more complex.
Yeah.
I think that you have people that you did seasons with that you have weird relationships with that maybe you're not playing this game 100% with.
Yeah.
So I do think that there's still opportunity to see this kind of the life shields do something crazy because somebody just wants to save their friend that's on the other side eventually. Right. And we'll they don't really realize that. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
It might now just be a wash, but we'll see.
For me, it feels like that mechanic of the game now is just broken. It feels like that's, we're just not going to see a payoff of that now, but we'll see. I've been wrong before.
I just think that the relationships here are a lot more complex. And so it's not just like I hold allegiance to this side and this side alone. So if my side wins and they don't nominate anyone from the other side, it's mm-hmm. yeah. I just think that, well, and we see that with Katie and Steve.
I was gonna say, we see these people could not choose properly at all.
I mean, we see this with Katie and Steve. I mean, they're very much two people who are on opposite sides of this house. And, you know, Steve played this wrong in his favor of the game, in favor of his side of the house.
Right.
So, you know, in this instance, he chose his side over her.
Right.
But I think there will be situations where people will choose their friend over their side.
And then you get situations like Darrell last week, who's like, you're all safe. And then they all end up like being nominated.
Yeah. Right. Let's be real. This nomination things, these all-stars they're all over
the
board.
They're not fucking around.
They're all over the board, man. Yeah. They're playing hard and heavy. And
I like that though. Last season, remember everybody volunteered to go in last season and all of us were just sort of like, oh, like where's the passion? And
it was very much the old, like we saw in Battle of Sexes kind of all-stars.
Like,
this is fair. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, they came to play this season. And yeah, it's fun to watch. You don't know what's going to happen. And that is fun. And like, we're worried that these life shields will burn out and we won't have more twisty kind of things and stuff. But I think we still will. Right. Hopefully.
We'll see.
Let's see. Then we get Derek talking. He knows that Katie is is his girl. I don't know what that means now. I don't remember what he was talking about, so whatever.
Doesn't matter.
He likes Katie, and he doesn't want her to go home, I think is really what it was, maybe. And then we've got Katie and Ayana talking. Katie doesn't want to go in against Kendall because she did that last season, and she went home, and she just doesn't want to do that again. Yeah. Like, that's her only request.
Right.
And she said that Steve knows that, too. So... And that Steve and her are friends. Like, she is his campaign manager or something is what he calls her. At one point or something. I didn't
know what that meant.
But I think that...
He's pulling the strings.
I think that they're friends, yes. And I think that he knows that she needs him to... Or he needs her to help make friends with the rest of the people in the house and kind of get these relationships. Because Katie has
them. Keep himself safe.
You got it. So then we get Casey and Steve having their little deliberation. Casey starts off,
don't say my name, bitch,
and starts talking. And she's talking from a standpoint of what friends are they going to use their life shields on? And Steve steps right in and gives out the plan about putting, Jody and Kahata just up from the jump.
Right.
So that they have to burn out their life shields.
Yep. And not only burn their life shields, give up their vote.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the other thing. They use their life shields. Now they can't vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now you've now cut that side of the house's numbers down by two, too.
Yep.
When they do smart. The house vote,
it's a brilliant
not just
plan.
Not just a hat rack for Steve.
No. Yeah. So they talk out, and Steve has a clear idea, or Steve and Jody both have a clear idea of the men that they want to put in. And they want it to be Derek and Tyler. But the women, on the other hand, they're having a little trouble with. I think that Steve, Casey doesn't understand why Steve doesn't want to make a big move here. Like, this is the chance to make a big move. I think that what Steve needed to do here was to figure out who in the other group did Katie feel comfortable going against. And that's really what it should have been.
Yeah, he should have asked.
Steve should have then... given her that opportunity instead of
Steve said that she had told him she whoever didn't care.
She said, yeah, but use your brain. I said, someone I can beat. And that's exactly it, Steve. I mean, Katie's a tiny girl. I mean, you don't nominate the person that beat her last time. And then a girl that is like twice her size.
Yeah.
I mean, when you don't know what the elimination is, very well could be something physical, and you're going to send your friend who's like half the size of this other girl in there, or you're going to send her in against the girl who beat her last year.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it is shady.
He could have made a better choice.
It's all shady.
I don't understand. Like, I guess I don't know what the house dynamics are, but like, what about fucking Jasmine? Like,
yeah, yeah. Something seems like that.
That's it. I think that Jasmine is on that other side, and I think that would have... No, she's not on the side. Like... And so Casey was trying to protect those women numbers, but Steve should have been trying to wiggle in those girls, or pick somebody on Katie's side of the house that you don't care about then, that Katie thinks she could beat. If that's it, has to be somebody from that side of the house. I mean, who the heck's in that list? Like, I go back to my notes from the other day, but I mean, there's a ton of people still there. I just feel like this was, just like
it was a dumb
some of the worst picks, and then they say that basically they picked Ayana because she was the first out,
right?
And it's like
some kind of reason,
it's bullshit.
They just had to pick a reason. That's what it comes.
And what do they say about Kendall?
She has the votes, so she won't be going in.
Oh, so they just this is they kind of chose
it was stupid.
Ayana just, by default, basically. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense. I don't know. Anyways. The initial reveal is Kendall and Jody and Kahata and Tyler. Immediately, Jody and Kahata sit at the table with Casey and Steve and save themselves with their life shields.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I love they didn't even debate it really. No. Jody was just like, well, obviously I'm gonna dumb. I mean, it was just, they seemed so defeated by it. Yeah. Nothing they could do.
Nope. Nothing you can do. Kendall, so then it's revealed after they both save themselves that the nominated house guests are Kendall and Ayana and Derek and Tyler. Nehemiah laughs. He is super glad that his little plan went down. And everyone else is shocked.
And a little pissed.
Yeah.
A little pissed that they sort of figured out the game mechanic here and got what they wanted despite all odds.
I like this, though. The next clip is, so everyone goes down to look at this board. You know who doesn't go down to look at the board?
Who?
Katie. Oh. Because why? Realistically, one of her good friends is one of the people. I don't think she felt like she needed to go run down there and look, you know?
Right.
I don't think she felt like she was in that big of a danger of who she was going to go against. I thought, you know, and, so Steve goes to her and tells Katie who the people are and kind of how it went down.
But it's going to be all right. It's definitely going to be Ayanna.
Yeah. And she's like,
she's like, against me, you idiot.
You idiot. Use your brain. Yeah. She kept saying, like, I told you to pick someone that I could beat.
Yeah. But on the other hand, she's not going to beat many people, frankly. The choices for her are limited. It can't be Casey. Yeah. Jasmine.
That's it.
And maybe that's it. So it's, you know.
I feel like she has fighting chances against several people.
Who?
I feel like
who?
Well, I feel like she has a fighting chance.
Name
against,
them.
Like most of them. Like
Melinda's a monster compared to her. John A. We saw last season was a monster. Casey can't compete this time. Mm-hmm. Who else is there?
People we forget about.
But that's exactly it. Where's the girl?
Tina.
Hold on. Where's
Tina? I bet Tina could probably beat her in most things. I mean, that's the thing with Katie. Just she's just not a good competitor. So when it comes to give me somebody I can beat. Well, we have very few choices here. It's probably just exclusively Jasmine, frankly.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like there's more level playing fields as far as like there weren't a ton, but. I mean, I feel like John A could be a wild card. I mean, I feel like Katie and John A, it just depend. I mean, I think they both had the both same fire, you know, in them. And so it would just depend. Jasmine, I definitely think that that's one of those scenarios. It would just depend.
Yeah.
And who else? I mean, I do think that Janelle and like Melinda, they're better athletes, you know, yeah. And Tina is way bigger, you know?
Yeah.
But.
So, and at the end of the day, when
I do feel like there were like two or three.
I mean, maybe, but I don't think Ayanna's a terrible pick. And for this elimination, which I know we're not at the elimination yet, I don't feel like this benefited Ayanna.
No.
I mean, it was.
Well, I do think that her just overall weight and being able to carry those bags is definitely a difference.
Yeah, maybe. But Ayanna didn't do that part much faster than Katie. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's
like she had a little bit of a jump. It felt like at that puzzle, like she had a substantial jump at that puzzle than over Katie. I feel like.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
I think it might have came in play, but anyways. So now that I've scrolled back up in my notes to find the things, that takes us to selection.
Don't say my name, bitch.
Casey speaks up. Yep. She says Ayanna was the first to drop. So then Katie speaks up and says, hey, I told Steve, just not Kendall. I hope the rest of y'all can just help me out. Like, you know, and I liked this. I thought Steve deserved this. And I thought, you know, Katie does have a lot of friends there. You know, maybe they'll help her out here. So, then Ayanna stands up and strips down to her uniform.
Loved this. I really like this.
I do too.
I'm very hot and cold with Ayanna, obviously.
Obviously, I don't like it. Well, I think Ayanna, this is Ayanna that we love. Like, this is it. Last episode, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was awful. Like, it was cringy, you know? Like, but that's it. I think she doesn't usually do things ill and like, but she reacts quickly. I guess that's like, she's usually fun loving and kind of just a competitor, except for she misconstrues things and then kind of doesn't clarify and make some bad decisions when being reactionary, you know, maybe that's it. She's very reactionary. I don't know, but
she's a very intense person. And I think, I don't love intense people like yeah. that. But this intensity of her like stripping down.
Oh, yeah.
The throwback to like, I slept in my uniform last night. Like, this is the kind that I like.
Yeah.
When it's the intensity against Sophia, who didn't
deserve it.
Deserve it
at all.
You know, yeah. in any way, that was maybe not so good.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. Maybe that's it. Yeah. When it's fun, it's okay.
Yeah.
When it's directed at somebody.
Yeah. When she's being like aggressive with another person
it's not okay.
Seemingly out of nowhere to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Derek says that he thought he would have a life shield to use.
Yeah, what a dipshit. This fucking guy.
This is awful. I mean, and Casey's like, who's life shield?
Yeah.
Like, not yours. And then basically Derek goes on a rant that's like, yep, send me in, I come back, I'm coming back.
You better take your shots. Like, you
better not miss all that. But pathetic. Hey, listen,
I hated this. Didn't he stand up on the table like a dipshit too?
At the end.
Yeah. Oh, this
we are adjourned.
This guy.
I agree with the rest of the house and think that Brad is a real good pick to take him out. So
I think
that they should be a little nervous, but not too worried. At this point, I think, Brad will take him out.
Right. Well, and the threat means nothing at this point, too. Yeah. If he's going to threaten somebody, he should have done it. He should have already done it. It's like, you're already nominated, right, man. It's not going to get worse than this.
Yeah.
So just go in. Just shut up and go in.
Yep, you got it. So Derek and Ayanna are voted in. Then we get the next morning. This is when Nehemiah decides to turn himself into Brad.
I like this.
Tim in support. This. I absolutely love this as well. To turn himself into Brad for the elimination so that he could see himself staring back with the same intensity right. to motivate him. I was like, oh my God.
Tim wants
this.
To turn himself into Brad.
I'm on my way. Look at this.
Right? There you go.
It's getting there. The people in the video can see it.
They can see it. But yeah, so Johnny trims one of her weaves and puts it on Brad's face. It looks incredible.
Nehemiah's face.
I can see how you're confused, yes. though.
It's like looking in a mirror.
It was.
Hard to tell the difference. Nehemiah had the bolt, the bulging eyes going on.
He did the eyes, the hat, the cutoff sleeve tee. Yep. I mean, he had it.
He had it all, yeah.
Mannerisms.
Oh, the mannerisms were great when they were both doing that weird, like, bobbing thing that Brad does sometimes.
Yes.
That, like, intense bobbing.
He didn't do the finger guns, though.
He goes and
out for my homie.
Yeah. He goes and shows Brad, and Brad loves it.
Yeah,
like loves it. Yeah. And this is the Brad I love. The Brad that can laugh at this guy making fun of him. I'm telling you what, that one season, I'm pretty sure that he would have ripped somebody's head off for doing this.
I'm on your list. Well, you're on my list. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Just, you know what I mean? But
yeah, I think his first words were, oh, you got the no blinks down too. just great.
I love it.
Brad's the best. Isn't Brad the best?
Yes.
So far just this season. The best. Don't ruin it, Brad.
Just the best.
But here we do see that, Brad and Nehemiah are definitely kind of friendly and working buddies. Together. So mm-hmm. It's odd that Nehemiah has said so many things about cutting off the head of heads of the three-headed snakes.
Yeah.
The snake. And Brad being one of those. I think what he needs to do is get rid of the other two and keep Brad on his side. Yeah. But we'll see how it plays out.
That's the thing. Two of the three heads are in the elimination. So you just have to pick one. And I think at this point, he'd prefer Derek go home. So, you root for Brad. And, and there you go.
Let's see. Nehemiah says it's good work tonight. Good work tonight, family. Like, they're brothers. I think
Brad says family a lot. I think that was more Nehemiah making fun of Brad.
Was that? Okay. So I think that takes us to the arena.
Payback's a bitch! Bitch!
We get their entrances. Derek's obnoxious.
Tim's favorite part.
Oh, jeez.
He runs out and just... screaming, hooting, and hollering.
Yeah.
You better take your shot and not miss.
So, So TJ announces that this elimination is called Wait, There's More. W-E-I-T-A. And then
come on, TJ.
They were big into this naming this episode because it was Bright Skies, B-R-I-G-H-T, like smart.
Yeah.
They're into this episode. So
wait, wouldn't that be the same though?
Don't just, Wolfie, just let it go. Just let it go.
I was thinking, never mind. Sorry, I was thinking something else. Never mind. I don't know. I don't know. Leave me alone.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just.
He's like, what other way would you spell bright? Wandering.
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
Like light bright would be B-R-I-T-E.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. No, I don't know what I was thinking. All right. I think I had something completely different in my mind.
Wonder why, Amanda.
So TJ describes this elimination for us. Basically, you have to move 1,000 pounds of weight in these sandbags across the arena to put on to weigh down basically a lever that will release your puzzle.
Throw all this shit in the hole and then we'll raise the puzzle up.
Production just pulls the thing up.
Yeah, you think that's what it is? There's no actual scale that's going to tip when the 1,000 pounds is in there? Okay. No. Well, anyway.
It's not like Survivor with their fancy equipment. Yeah. This is low budget.
Where the flag raises itself. You know it. You can't see nobody. It's all out in the open.
I think Survivor it is. I think they do have some weird mechanical shit on Survivor.
I mean, you've seen that thing where they put the weight on it and then the flag's like, woo. I mean, they're practically Rube Goldberg machines on freaking Survivor, man. They're challenges.
Wow. Rube Goldberg. Never thought we'd bring that up.
Right?
The challenge podcast.
Yeah. No, that's like a Survivor thing. I feel. Yeah. Don't you feel like they're like little hamsters running through like these? It's like the people are the ball or the little marble rolling through.
In like a mousetrap game or something, right?
In Survivor. And it's basically a slider puzzle, where you have to get all light colors in the rows. Right. First up are the women.
Iona compares that to putting crayons away, which I do all the
sorting
time.
Sorting crayons.
This is nothing like sorting crayons.
You don't think so?
No, it's just the same colors. Well, first of all, you don't put crayons in boxes like that. Like five white crayons and then five yellow crayons.
Sure.
No, and then there's no sliding mechanism with the crayons. There's no direct comparison, nothing Iona. I don't buy this.
Sorting colors, I think, is really what she was trying to say. Sorting colors. Well, and you don't think that, like, well, maybe at her house she has a box that has all green crayons and a box with all red crayons.
That is a ridiculous way to divide your crayons if that's how you do it.
Orange crayons. Who knows?
Sorry, I could call Iona with some parenting tips. Bad way to sort crayons.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that is a bad way to sort crayons?
I think it's like the worst possible way to sort crayons.
I don't know. I feel like
you need a lot of different crayons. You don't have to take 20 boxes to color a picture, right?
You want to open, but if you're looking for a specific color, wouldn't it be easier to find if it was bicolor? Do you like the rainbow method? Like, what's your method?
I guess I don't really have a method, but that's the worst. That's not the method I would pick.
That's when you just buy a bucket and you just dump all the crayons into it.
That's the way to do it.
Say good luck.
Melt it all down. It's just brown.
Yes.
Just one brown.
Just
crayon.
Giant purple brown. It's real gross.
That's all you need.
So the girls are up first. Katie says that she has to redeem herself for quitting on the last challenge. There's not much to say. They move these sandbags. Yeah, it's obvious that these bags are real heavy to Katie and not as heavy to Iona. Mm-hmm. And that alone is just slowing her down. I mean, so Tech does say that Iona goes into beast mode in this elimination. She definitely does. She definitely just kind of shuts out everything else and focuses on the task of the elimination. I did feel that, like, I don't know if how it was cut or edited or whatever, but I did feel that Iona got to the puzzle quite a bit faster than Katie, enough that she had already been able to kind of almost set a couple rows, you know, move the stuff out of the way and get a couple rows started before Katie showed up there. I do also think that Iona was able to look at this puzzle and manipulate this puzzle better.
Yep.
So even if they had arrived at the exact same time, I don't know if Katie could have beat her.
But
that's what it is.
Katie kept going.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't
never
lose,
quit.
She didn't lose by a ton. You know, by the time she was done, she'd had a, she'd placed some things.
Young
in columns,
Katie would have like, quit.
Yeah, I think so too.
She would have given up. She would have seen how far ahead Iona was, and she would have stopped.
That's where I was going with it. Is that we saw Casey succeed, and in a way, we saw Katie do the same here too.
Yeah.
That she at least trucked through and did her best, and and was not terribly far behind. You know
exactly. And I was proud of Katie because she said right when she got up there that she didn't even look at where Iona was with her puzzle. Mm-hmm. Old Katie would have looked and then she would have just sat down. Like, you know, like I do feel like there was Like she knew she just needed to focus on her. Yeah. So I think we saw a lot of growth in Katie in this elimination and a redemption story, even if she didn't win it.
Right. For sure.
Unfortunately, this gives Yana a lifesaver, though.
Oh, God. We see what that does. We see what that does to her.
And we see, like, the last episode, how that turns out when she has immunity, essentially.
Right. Yeah. Power goes to that girl's head.
Yep. Sure. I'm ready to hate her again next episode. For now, I like her.
Yeah, right? Is this what we're going to have in every other episode?
I think so.
Run with her. So next up are the men. Derek versus Brad. They are very evenly matched in moving of the weight and get to the puzzle almost exactly at the same time.
Yep.
The thing that's obvious here is the rest of the competitors helping Brad, right, and cheering him on and giving him guidance, and the lack thereof that for Derek.
Yeah, Brad would have won this either way, though.
I do think that. I don't think that Brad was specifically only winning because of the help, but it was also apparent that that was the main motivation of the people in the house.
Yep.
Brad ends up winning.
Yay, Brad. Yay. Love
that guy. Immediately after Brad wins, Steve and Casey hug in an embrace and like, thank God, because if he had come back, they knew they were in trouble.
Right.
So at this point, they've succeeded. They have kept all the people on their side of the house and eliminated two people on the other side of the house. Yeah. So good on you. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. They're still in trouble because their team, their squad is sort of the less good competitors.
Sure.
So they do need to kind of keep winning the challenges to keep that power.
Yeah.
You know, they can flip it in a week.
You got it.
And they likely will next week. So they're still in trouble, but for now, celebrate.
This is best case scenario for them, though. Absolutely. For real, best case scenario.
The whole episode has been absolutely in their favor.
We've seen underdogs like this get in power and shit the bed. So good on you. You did what you needed to do. And at least the numbers are skewed less in the other team's side's favor. So, Derek says that, or Katie says that Steve is a moron when she leaves. That's
that's probably true.
That's her big thing. And Derek says he was outsmarted by a hand model.
Yeah.
Shoot your shot. Direct hit.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So then we end this episode with TJ telling Ayana and Brad that they have received their life shields.
Yeah. And I believe Brad says that he's... some people have caused some problems between him and his friends. So now he's got some choices to make. So.
All right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say something. I completely forgot. I don't know. Head over to challengepod.com.
Tim, do we have any reviews?
Join the Facebook group. Hey, Tim, were we getting reviews this week?
Oh, we sure did. Bree KG says 5 stars, balancing out the negative reviews. I look forward to listening to you guys every week. Unlike some people, I like hearing the side stories and opinions on each episode. If I wanted just a strict rundown of the episode, I would just rewatch it. Hearing someone else's take on the episodes makes it feel like one big watch party. Anyways, love the podcast. Love the content. You guys keep it up.
Awesome. Whoop, whoop. Thank you.
You can also join our Patreon. What do people get when they join the Patreon, Tim?
$1 a month, years and years of after show and pre-show content. You can hear us rambling about shit unrelated to the challenge if you are interested in things like that. $5 a month, Wolfie already sold it, but you can watch us on video. Look at that. We look gorgeous. Hey, everybody. And for $2 a month, we say your name. So thank you to Antonio, Nicole, Mendy, Ari, Jacqueline, Isabella, Joker, Catherine, Ellen, David, Cab, Andrea, Julie, Taylor, Misty, Katie, Cassandra, Brian, Jamie, Anais, Bell, Abby, Xavier, Janelle, Kyle, LaCash, Jake, Arlene, Christopher, Carlin, Sarah, Alphonse, Ali, Christian, Edward, Angela, Daz, Danielle, Seth, Andrew, Jen, Shelby, Roldan, Madeline, Laura, Patty, George, Caroline, Alvin, Luke, LJ, Amanda, Tara, Janelle, Lily, Scott, and Greg.
Thank you.
Yay, thank you, everybody.
I've noticed I stumble way less on that the fewer drinks I've had.
It's amazing how that works.
Stone cold sober, I can fly right through it. A few beers in, I'm like, I can't make it out.
I tell you what, our listeners, really, they're missing out. I feel like the All Stars episodes are probably our best episodes.
Yeah.
Because A, it's not super late at night after we all worked all day. We haven't had a million.
Got a little more energy. Yeah.
We usually drink at dinner and then on to the show and then just tired and I lose my place a lot. And so, yeah, it's funny, but I think they get a better show on the old All-Star season.
Good. Well, you All-Stars listeners, enjoy.
Yes. Enjoy. Good for you.
Enjoy sober.
Congrats.
Tim. You don't hear me often sober, but here I am. All right, that's it.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for this episode of Challenged. This has been Brian.
Amanda.
Sultry sweet Uncle T.
And as Katie said, against me, you idiot.
The challenge.